The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of iRibe English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Shaykh Ja'far Ja'far.
Today I want to look at another hadith from the fifth Imam Al-Baqir alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad, where he talks about four types of heart. So the first is the heart which is illuminated, luminous, right? It has light within it. When you look at the concept of light, we've touched upon it a lot, and I personally really enjoy talking about this light, you know, because what we find in Islam or our teachings is that faith is equated to illumination. Faith is equated to light in Islam. When we are on Iman, we have Nur. But when we are not on Iman, we are in Zulumat. We are in darknesses. Not just dark, but darknesses, you know. And we find many examples of this in the Quran. So for example, in Surah Al-Baqarah, the verse that we really know all of us quite well, Allah Azza wa Jal says, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. That Allah is the wali, the helper, the guider of those who believe. Yukhrijuhum min al-dhulumat ila nur. That it is He who takes them out of darknesses and enters them into light. It's a beautiful verse in the sense that there can be many dhulumat, but there's only one nur. It's not anwar. Yeah? The nur is God's. Yeah, if you are not in the Zulumat, you're with Allah. Anytime you're not with Allah, you're in one or another stage of Zulumat, right? And so it's very beautiful. But what Allah says is that if I become your guardian, if I become your helper, I will remove you and take you out of these Zulumat and enter you into light. What is this light? This light is faith. Faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ. But those who disbelieve, their helper or their guardians are the taghut, right? Whoever the oppressive guide that we've taken, be it shaitan, be it a friend, some form of taghut or the other who is guiding my actions, Allah says they are the ones, يُخْرِجُونَهُم مِّنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. They are the ones who remove you from light and enter you into darkness. The more diligent, what we understand then, right, is that the more diligent we are on maintaining our feet on Sirat al-Mustaqim, on this straight path, the more illumination we will be able to amass in this world. This is so critical, right? I want us to remember this phrase about being on Sirat al-Mustaqim, because it comes up quite frequently in this particular discussion. The more diligent we are on remaining on Sirat al-Mustaqim, this Sirat al-Mustaqim is how? Is in believing in Allah, following the guidance of God, following the teachings of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. This is how we remain on Sirat al-Mustaqim. At any time, if I feel that I am doing something that the Prophet or the A'imma alayhim as-salam did not do, or they did not tell us to do, I am not following their path. I am not following on that Sirat al-Mustaqim, right? And so it's up to us to understand how diligent we are in following this. The more diligent we are on following the Sirat Mustaqim, the more light we will amass. Yeah? And this light that we're talking about, it's not metaphorical. It's a reality. This light is real. We may not see each other's light today, right? Because it is something which is of a spiritual essence. But this light will be seen in the hereafter, in real form, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this in Surah Al-Hadid, where he says, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ. He says that on the day of judgment, you will see the believing men and the believing women with their light preceding them and on their right hand side. This is a real light, right? And I know I've talked about these verses so often, but these are one of my favorite set of verses in the Quran, right? If you go look at Surah Al-Hadid, verses 12 through 14, where Allah says that the believers have this light. And then in the very next verse, Allah says that the hypocritical men, the munafiqeen wal munafiqat, they will come to the believing men and women and say, let us borrow your light. Because they didn't amass any light. Why? Because light is only amassed by staying on the path of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. And then the answer, I know I've said this, but it's worth it, yeah? The answer is what? The believing men and women will say, go back, get your own light. We're not sharing our light with you today. That's amazing, yeah? Amazing. I find that to be very, very satisfying. You know, in dunya, we don't do that. Allah does not expect us to do that here. Today, if my battery dies, you can't be like, go get your own juice. No, you help me. Yeah, you help me in dunya. But in akhirah, your juice, your light, is something you bring with you from dunya. And if you don't have it, it means you didn't work hard enough in dunya to get that light. So no one's going to share that light with you. And so we have this one opportunity to amass as much light as possible. And it is based on the luminosity of the heart and how illuminated it is that we are going to be judged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. He says in a tradition, Inna Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala la yanzuru ila suwarikum wa la ila amwalikum. That God does not look at you based on your suwar, on your, like, in your external presence, right? On your appearances. Nor does he look at how much money you have. Walakin yanzuru ila kulubikum wa amalikum. But he looks at your hearts and your actions. Because the actions are a translation of the heart. You understand or no? We talked about this in the beginning, right? And so that's what God looks at. And so the believer's heart is illuminated only for one reason. They stay on Sirat al-Mustaqim. That's it. Yeah. There is no other way to amass light except for being on that path. Will other acts be rewarded? Yes, God is merciful. God is gracious. It's not that a person who doesn't believe and does good deeds will not be rewarded. No, they will be rewarded, but it doesn't mean that they will acquire light. That's a difference. Light is given through faith and action. Without one of these two, one does not amass light. Is that understood or no, right? And so that's the first type of heart. We want to get to that. The answer of how to get to that is very simple. Stay on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Yeah, don't divert from the path. Do not allow our own desires to take us away from this path. Now, if a person were to stray away from this path and follow the teachings of other than the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, and these teachings could be from society, these teachings could be from what we are told is important, or it could be one's own desires that guide them. As soon as I begin to divert from this path and make myself the primary object of satisfaction, I am, in other words, doing shirk at that particular moment. Yeah. Now, you know, we think of shirk as shirk, like big shirk, right? Where I have associated a god with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I have worshipped that god. But tell me, if I, for example, put aside the commands of God and follow my own desires, who's my God at that particular moment? Me. I'm my God at that particular moment. Do we understand the ramifications of our actions sometimes, right? If God says, don't do this, but I say, you know what? It's okay. I want to do it. I'm young. I will repent later, right? I will change later. At that particular moment, I'm telling God that you don't know what I know, and I am God at this moment. This is why Allah says, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَىٰ أَحْسَنْتَ. Yeah? He says, have you seen the one who takes his desires as his Allah? It's not even a Rabb, you know? Where like, you know, we often say there was shirk in rububiyyah, not uluhiyyah. This is big shirk, right? Where I have taken an ilah besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've taken a divinity besides God. And so sometimes, you know, it's, we have to try to understand how our actions translate. And it translates by considering it to be shirk in the eyes of God.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.